You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. We often hear about achievement gaps, income gaps, that sort of thing, but a new commission in Texas is tasked to address a justice gap, warning that there is a growing number of folks who make too much money to qualify for legal aid, but not wealthy enough to afford legal services on their own. Joining us now, Wallace Jefferson, a former Supreme Court Chief Justice who is leading the commission to expand civil legal services. Justice Jefferson, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
This is the first I've heard of a justice gap. When did this first come to your attention, and when did you start to sort of hear alarm bells ringing?
Well, it's actually been a long-standing problem in the legal profession. The rates that most lawyers charge for legal services exceed the capacity of an individual to pay them. And this has been true for decades, I would say. I think the problem is getting worse as the gap between the wealthy and the poor has increased. And so the court, in its wisdom, has put together a task force to see if we can make recommendations to address this real issue.
So we're talking about affordability of legal services. Are we talking about primarily criminal justice? Are we talking about civil lawsuits? What are we looking at?
This task force is looking more at the civil side. For example, a woman who is the victim of domestic violence, who needs a lawyer in order to procure a restraining order against her husband. And this is a woman who has never been to court before and doesn't understand the legal system. Some of the words are very unique to the legal arena. And so she doesn't know what to do. And let's say she makes $25,000, $30,000 a year. She is paid too much to qualify for legal aid. She'll knock on the door of some lawyer's office, and that lawyer will say, I need a $10,000 retainer to take your case. And then my rate is $400, $500 an hour. Now, this woman cannot afford that lawyer. So what does she do? What does she do? I mean, that's the question that that we're trying to address here. Or let's say you have a son or a daughter who's gotten in trouble at school and has been requested to go to juvenile court to talk to the judge. Well, the woman or the man, single parent very often, takes off work. That's hard for them to do to begin with. You don't get counsel for cases like this. But the consequences of some sort of adverse disciplinary action are severe. But you can't find a lawyer who will take your case. What does that person do? Usually these people go it alone. And when they do, they very often lose rights that a lawyer could have helped them secure.
If you're looking for solutions, are we talking about an expansion of what a lot of us think of as legal aid? I mean, currently, a lot of poor people can be served by legal aid as we currently understand it. Do you envision that in Texas we might see an expansion of some program like that?
Well, maybe so. And this commission is, I hope, will be visionary about ways to address this problem. So we look at other states very often in our country to see what they're doing. In some states, there is, it's called unbundling legal services. Usually when you retain a lawyer, you retain them for your entire case. And so they're there from the beginning to the jury trial to an appeal. But there is a concept now for which lawyers will represent you in part. So they'll give you advice for a hearing, maybe that juvenile justice hearing that I was talking about. Maybe they'll tell you, here's how you approach that judge. Here are your defenses to that case. Here's the protocol. And so for a smaller fee, a lawyer can advise you. Another thing that some states and some counties in Texas are doing is to provide self-help centers in courthouses so that when you walk into the courthouse without a lawyer, there is a place you can go that can guide you through the process, tell you where the forms are for, you know, getting your name changed or for getting a simple divorce. That's one possibility.
Wallace Jefferson is a former Supreme Court Chief Justice, now leading the commission to expand civil legal services in Texas. Justice Jefferson, thank you very much for coming in and speaking with us about your efforts. We appreciate it.
Thank you for your interest.